This is Morgan Michael, welcoming you to Kindsight 101, the podcast, where you'll hear from world-renowned educational leaders about the mobilizing power of kindness, together by challenging our assumptions and venturing beyond the status quo in education. We can make a big impact, one small act at a time. Sometimes we have it in our heads that in order to make impactful, positive change, we need to have some tangible finished product with a huge grand opening. This is mostly a fallacy. It rarely exists. Big changes take time and it's messy. This concept of go big or go home, all or nothing, makes it hard for us to want to get started in the first place. We put pressure on ourselves to have it all figured out. We think we need a roadmap with a clear destination. We think we failed if the roadmap or the direction eludes us. Impact is almost always born out of a longer incubation period where ideas, groundwork, and many failed attempts bring one closer to the goal of making a meaningful difference. The thing I've realized is that the drip by drip, slow and steady approach seems to be the best way we have to get there, wherever there is. Follow the string, pursue that thing that quickens your pulse, listen to the voice inside that tells you this is where you need to go, to be. Sometimes that voice is just barely audible, a whisper, but bit by bit, as you give it more space in your mind, it becomes amplified. Trust it. Listen to it. As Steve Jobs said, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward. So start at the beginning. And trust that your intuition will take you where you need to go. I just had the pleasure of talking to Dr. Cilla Elworthy, a 3-time Nobel Peace Prize nominee, a global peace negotiator, and author. And she told me the story of a really interesting man who's been called Africa's Schindler. All he knew is that he wanted to prevent his horrendous experience as a child soldier from repeating itself. Across the world, 250,000 children are estimated to be involved in armed conflict. An ex-child soldier himself, Henry listened to the call after having escaped and risked his life to rescue child soldiers in the Congo. He became an ad hoc mediator and negotiator, making it his mission to continue to save child soldiers. And here's how he did it. At one point, Henry was contacted by militia commanders. They had too many mouths to feed. Hoping to establish an exchange for supplies, they offered to demobilize some of the child soldiers in return for goats. As a result, Henry was able to negotiate an exchange rate of 10 animals for 40 children. With the help of a UK charity called Peace Direct, he was able to free 100 children. Now, Henry makes it his mission to continue going back to the bush to trade goats at a price of $5 for a child, and he's able to bring those children back to their families. Henry didn't have a clear roadmap in his head. No one gave him license to do what he did. He was guided by the urgency to take action. He had the ingenuity, an innovative mindset, the perseverance to do it. He risked his livelihood for the lives of others, and he has made an incredible difference to the lives of hundreds of people. To learn more about Peace Direct and fund projects like Henry's, check out their website, peacedirect.org. I want to thank you for the wonderful reviews that you've left for this podcast on iTunes. Your reviews make a big difference in helping other educators find this show. If you think that I'm doing good work here and you'd like others to get inspired and join our 21-day kindness challenge and movement, I'd love it if you would take a minute, head over to iTunes and leave a review. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of Kindsight 101, the podcast. For links to resources mentioned in this episode, visit smallactbigimpact.com and click on our podcast. Now, I'd love to give my audience a heads up about my new book, which will provide ideas, actionable strategies, and inquiry-based approaches to creating a kinder classroom through serving the community. Subscribe to my blog for more information.